So the things that have come or potentially come out of the Boris Johnson trip here, does a trade deal, what does a trade deal look like post-Brexit? And can we expect some sort of easing in our access to the UK for work? It appears on that particular score there is in fact hope. He's looking at easing migration between Commonwealth countries post the Brexit. We have, he says, a lot to offer.
I'm a great believer in making sure that talented people, energetic people who want to come to our country should be able to do so, provided, of course, that it's controlled and it's done in a democratic way.
So how will this go down in Britain? Former UKIP immigration spokesperson, independent member of the European Parliament, Stephen Wolfe, is with us. Stephen, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do people differentiate in Britain on migration between, say, a place like New Zealand and others just flooding in from Europe?
They have done for some time, unfortunately. In the sense that they have felt that Commonwealth countries like New Zealand and Australia, India, had supported Britain during the Second World War and others before that. They've been our friends and colleagues for a long time, and yet we feel that they've been betrayed in the sense that over the past 20 years in particular, immigration policy has favoured the European Union citizens over those from the rest of the world, and there is definitely a clear difference and discrimination. And now we feel that after Brexit, there's a chance to make that redress and give an equal opportunity once again for those countries that have been our long-term friends and colleagues.
Good. What's the feeling on Brexit? I mean, the overall target in immigration is about 100,000, currently running at 300,000, so it needs to be cut dramatically. Can they cut a good Brexit deal and still have room for people like New Zealanders?
Absolutely. I mean, I became independent. I've been working on this myself since 2014 and produced a paper for the government calling for a fair, flexible and forward-thinking immigration policy afterwards. And it's pretty much what Boris is talking about. It's about saying that we recognise there is really strong talent across the world, whether it's in sport or media, entertainment, IT, banking, all these sort of areas where there is talent out there. But we needed to have that controlled from the unskilled labour market, which is the market that has really come into the UK over the past 10 to 12 years in particular. We're looking about 4 million people there. So the chance here is to increase the highly skilled and talented people from across the globe whilst reducing the unskilled migration. And that's why we're talking about a controlled migration policy.
Fantastic. Stephen, appreciate your time very much. Stephen Wolfe out of the UKIP party and the European Parliament this morning.